Hello, this is Robert Rickover at AlexanderAudio.com, and today my guest is Frances Engel, who is an Alexander Technique teacher on the Big Island in Hawaii, and also she teaches in Bolinas, which is in Marin County, California. Welcome to the show, Frances.
Hi, I'm glad to be here, Robert.
Today, we're going to talk about a very specific question, which I think it will be of interest to Alexander Technique teachers, as well as students of the Alexander Technique, who are confronted with the question, how do I explain to people what it is I'm teaching or studying? And I remember when I myself was on my training course in England many years ago, one of the directors of that course, Paul Collins, made a point of saying that we ought to be able to give a 10-second description, a 30-second description, a minute, a 2-minute description. We ought to be able to deal with people on the bus, the airplane, or people we meet at parties, have a very effective way of describing this work. And Frances, I know, has put a lot of thought into this question. So, Frances, what would you say to someone you were sitting next to on an airplane who asked you what you were doing?
I would say very general things about what it is I teach. Sometimes I say I teach people to move easier. And I would look and see if they're interested in more explanation.
And if they are?
And if they are, I would say the Alexander Technique specializes in teaching people how to get rid of what they learned by accident. Or I might say, actually, for many years, I learned to follow a 3-point answer, which I'd like to share with people.
Sure, that would be great.
There are many different situations where Alexander Technique, of course, can be tailored to the benefits that might interest the person you're talking to. So the first thing you could do is to find out what it is they might do that Alexander Technique could be applied to, a benefit. Mm-hmm. And then you think of an answer to these three questions. The questions are, in less than 5 words, what is it? For instance, it's a way, it's a process, it's a method, it's something a little tricky to describe, it's a discipline, those kind of words. And then in a short phrase, how does it work? For instance, it works by paying attention, it works by changing habits, it works by questioning the effort that you use to do things, it works by noticing subtle differences, it works by going slower. And then in a simple phrase, how can it benefit the person you're talking to? For instance, so that you can move to do more of what you want with less wasted effort, so you keep improving at golf, so you can move easier, so you can get beyond some limitation you have. And then you put the answers into a little sentence. You combine them. You say, for instance, it's a learning process of questioning yourself that helps you to do more with less, so your movements are easier.
So I'm just trying to put myself in the place of your fellow airline passenger, for example, who you've told that to me. And I guess the first question I think I might have is, well, how does the technique do all these wonderful things?
And then you can launch into some of the processes you actually use. You can talk about how the technique will train someone to undo the things they learned by accident. You know, the actual nuts and bolts of how it works.
And could you go through a brief description of that for our audience?
Well, the first way that it works is you need to be willing to try something new. And of course, the person who comes for a lesson is interested in helping themselves do something. So they are willing to try something new. And then you identify some of the characteristics of how would you recognize something new if it happened? Because a lot of times the reason people don't know what they're doing is when something new happens, it's so unfamiliar, it's so unusual, it's so weird, it feels so funny. So they discount it. It's actually laughable sometimes. And they discount how serious and important it is because it releases the effort they're used to. So they miss it. They let it pass by. So so we help people to learn to observe themselves. We help people to learn to note something new when it happens. We help people to recognize the characteristics of their habits. We help people to move in a way that tricks or subverts or flies under the radar of their habits. We have techniques so that if you have something you would like to do that you think is better, you can actually put it into practice. And that's what the Alexander Technique specializes in.
So, again, imagining that I'm your imaginary co-passenger on a flight across the Pacific, probably from Kona to Los Angeles.
Well, that's a 5-hour conversation.
Right. And I am such a passenger, and I say, well, you know, I've had back issues on and off, and whenever I have a back pain, I just go to my chiropractor and a session or two, and he fixes it right up. How would the Alexander Technique approach differ from that, and what would be the advantage, if any, of the Alexander approach?
Well, I would stress that the Alexander Technique is a preventative thing that helps keep in place the things that other therapists do to help you out, and so that you don't revert back into the habit that caused it in the first place.
Mm-hmm. So it's not, it's not in contrast or opposition to things like chiropractic. It just has a different focus.
Yeah, well, usually not. Usually the chiropractor and the Alexander teacher or the physio or the PT we're all pointing to the same thing, but we have different remedies about what you should do to help it out. And these remedies sometimes work for certain people, but then they don't work for others. So what Alexander Technique is an educational approach that works when you get a temporary fix that doesn't seem to stick. Alexander Technique is great because Alexander Technique works to prevent the problem from happening on the front end.
So let me just ask you one final question from this imaginary passenger.
Why don't you ask me a question from your point of view as being a teacher?
Well, I think the question I would want answered is, okay, I get that it's a good thing for many people. How would I be able to determine, how long would it take me to determine whether it was useful for me? Would I know after one lesson or two lessons, or how would I know?
The Alexander Technique is probably best compared to learning a musical instrument. To get a few lessons, you can play a tune. Mm-hmm. To really understand a little bit about how to play the instrument, it would be handy to have about 20 lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Or more if you want to become more expert.
Mm-hmm. So would it take me, do you think, 20 lessons before I realize that this was a useful process for me?
You would probably be totally in love with it by the time you had your third lesson.
Mm-hmm. So maybe more than one or two, possibly because it is such an unfamiliar process that takes a little while to digest, but not something that you would have to go for a long time before you realized it was helpful or not helpful. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, but if you're a teacher, you understand about the time when your students start to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're familiar enough when you are a teacher about the time when your students start to go, oh, I'm beginning to understand this, rather than they're struggling with it.
Mm-hmm.
So you would gauge that in terms of your own students that you teach. You know, for some people, their students get it around the sixth lesson or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense until then, and suddenly it all comes together for them.
Right, and for some students, it occurs pretty much at the beginning of the first lesson.
Right, they go, oh my God, this is incredible. And they walk out, they say, I'm flying.
Right, right. Well, I think that brings our interview today to an end. But if you want to learn more about Frances's teaching, her approach to the technique. She is a pretty prolific writer. She has a website at franis.org, franis.org. She has a blog, which I assume you can get to from that site. Is that right?
Yes.
And
there's a button that says Alexander blog at franis.org.
And as I say, Frances is a pretty prolific writer about the technique and has some very interesting ideas about the technique. And she is also working on an ebook, which I assume will be available in the next few months.
Yes.
And I'm sure information on that will be on her website as well. So again, my guest today has been Frances Engel, an Alexander teacher lives on the Big Island in Hawaii and also in Bolinas, Marin County, California. Frances,
thanks
so much for being on the show today.
I really appreciated it.
Take care. Great. This is Robert Rickover at alexanderaudio.com.